This is a hominid beat.
Finally.
Finally, man. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say, but we here, man. Finish First Brand Podcast. I'm Josh Collins, a.k.a. JC Yellow Boy and all social media platforms. And my man on the phone, you introduce yourself.
I'm Courtney Douglas, True Blue Sonata. All media social platforms as well, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's breaking up just a little bit, but hopefully not too bad. I can hear you now. But we were going to kind of pump fake and that like this a new one, but this is really our second one. We had some technical difficulties yesterday just with the audio towards the middle of the podcast. You can't really hear, man. So, you know, we're going to start over. And I mean, it ain't like we got much to lose anyway. We brand new into this thing. So, you know, why not?
Right.
So, man, before I start, I'm going to start off the same way I did yesterday. Just want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Nori. Beyond grateful to how God's using you to help mold this whole household and all the people around you at daycare. And, you know, you're only 3 years old and just learning so much from her. So it's a blessing to be a father, something I didn't expect, something, like when I say expect, like, earlier in life before marriage, I had never wanted to be a dad. So here I am being a dad, and I'm learning so much about myself and how self-centered I am, and just a lot of stuff, man. Just a lot of stuff that I didn't realize when I was single. I didn't realize when I got married, and I didn't realize until, you know, recently. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, you're putting on a lot of hats, man, as far as just carrying the household, man, and really what it is to be a husband. So shout out to Nori. Uncle Courtney definitely loves you. All is well. I know she came over earlier this year, man, and tore one of my leaves off my corn plant, but it's all good. I grew like four more, man. I got it outside now, but that makes two of us, Jay. I love being a husband. I love being a father as well, too. It is not what I expected,
for sure.
You know, especially if you had never had it modeled in front of you from an early age. My grandparents were a very good example as well. But some of that old school cloth, man, they say less and do more. But sometimes the hearing of how two individuals from two completely different backgrounds mesh together and they have to just navigate through life, you know, from a new canvas now. You know, it's like mixing two different colors and now we're painting another picture. And we need to know whose hand is going to be leading the brush. Is it going to be God or you or the spouse or all three at once, you know, painting this portrait? So, yeah, that's... But shout out to Nori. Happy birthday to you. Three years, man. Wow.
3 years.
Yeah, a lot can happen. 3 years.
And she's, man, very special. Bundle of joy. Very special. Very, very special. But where you at, absolutely, man? Where you recording at?
I am in a 2001 P-71 police interceptor, Crown Victoria, Virgil. A.K.A. Virgil. For some of y'all need to be 30 and up to know what
Virgil
Knight is.
Go Google it.
But
he did
it's the black detective. He had a blue Crown Vic. So that was I wasn't even a favorite show of mine. You know, whenever somebody babysits you, man, you pretty much gotta watch what they watch.
Same
so
here.
It grew on me, man. Same and here we are.
Same here. Same here.
Most definitely, man. But I wanted to say, The pool is cold right now with this app, man. So I know we tried to record something yesterday and we had some technical difficulties as well. I started blaming Sprint off top, you know. Not everybody needs to have the iPhone. I used to work at AT&T, man, and I got mad when I heard when other carriers, except for Verizon, even though they were competing, I knew Verizon, their service was better, but I didn't know Some of you that are listening might correct me. I don't know, CDMA or GMA, which is, I guess, the frequency, whatever, towers. It allows for AT&T. I think they're GMA. I'm going to just go with that, freestyle it. But I know that you can talk and surf at the same time. That was one of the biggest things. I know a lot of people and friends had AT&T, and I had it. But I never wanted to go to Sprint. And I knew... Because Sprint, man, there's so much I can say. I do not like Sprint, man. But, you know, one of my models, and I'm sure y'all take this, cheap is not always good and good is not always cheap. So, you know, if you got it, save your money and go with a nice carrier. I think right now, man, they're really forcing everybody's hand, man.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Out of those two.
Now, listen. Look, y'all. I've been with Sprint. Well, I was with Sprint for about 16, 17 years, right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
About 2 weeks ago, I just made that change. I made that change. And I was skeptical because look, man, if I'm with you, it's just in my nature. I'll ride with you. Good, bad, I'll ride with you. Same, you know, that was in my vows. I'm like that across the board with brands, all right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, AT&T. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing now. I'm on the podcast, I'm reading notes, and I'm texting at the same time. And I'm on the net. With Sprint, none of my texts could come through unless I was on Wi-Fi. I couldn't get on the net and talk at the same time. Hey, man, shout out to AT&T, man. Hopefully I can find a round of applause button, man, to add to this, because shout out to AT&T, man.
Yeah, man, a lot of PopCon references once we get ready to use the soundboard, too. I thought of a few, man, but I'll let you work that part out. But, yeah, please bear with us on this one, though. Like I said, the pool is ice cold. And what we mean by that is just certain fads, man, basically, especially in the urban community. It seemed like around every tax season, there's always something new. You should be here. Or you got somebody knocking on your door trying to sell you vitamins or oatmeal, you know, and then they got like a little pyramid scheme, and then that don't work.
Don't forget the teas.
Yeah, then make sure you
want the waist trainer.
Yeah, we got to sell tea next.
But hold on, though. It's not an urban thing, too, though, because Cutco, there was one for like cleaning supplies. I was like in the burbs. And there was one I can't forget the vacuum. That's like one of the oldest pyramid schemes.
Definitely. I remember Francis Chan had said that because he was from Korea or somewhere in China. Him and the guy used to go knock on doors, and he would act like, you know, he didn't know English, and he would demonstrate it, man. And that I don't really appreciate about the pool being cold. I like the pool being cold, but I don't like when it's hot because people just chase fads to try to get a quick buck.
And absolutely.
You're soliciting help. Yeah, you're just soliciting help in a field that you don't have no knowledge of, you're not passionate about, and it just comes off phony. Like, for instance, a past experience that I just had recently that I never thought I would act upon was my drummer at my church gave me a business card and he cuts hair. Now, normally, let me find the barber. I don't want a barber finding me because, like, hey, man, you know I cut hair, right? Everybody cut hair now. And I love my wife, man. Shout out to my lovely wife. But she, there was a guy at my church that did the same thing. He said, hey, you know I cut hair. So, you know, I'm trying to be a good church goer, good brother in Christ. Let the guy come over. He did a decent job. I give it like a C+. But my sideburns was thick. I asked for a taper.
C plus is like this barely getting me by. I just need his ASAP. I got a job interview. I need my face clean.
That's it. And I look like a tennis ball when I finish. Like, man, I ain't even put no grease in my hair, bro. I put no moisture right now. Whole 2 weeks, man. I just let my stuff grow back. And I was like, you know what? I did what you asked me to, and we kept it from there, man. But, yeah.
That's funny, man. That's hilarious. But, you know, what Proverbs 13:11 says, money that comes easily will disappear. But money that's gathered little by little will grow. So, all y'all pyramid scheme guys out there, I know a lot of y'all. Y'all switch. Oh, girls, too. Y'all switch every year. I want to say y'all name. But some of y'all switch every year. You selling tea 1 year. Then you selling time capsules 1 year. Then you selling cleaning supplies 1 year. Hey, man, listen. Go get a job.
I get it.
But don't – hold on. I know some people that quit they jobs just to do that. And that little pyramid scheme only lasted less than a year. So, listen, man. Just go get a job, man. Go get a job. Save your money little by little. And, you know, find some joy.
And watch it grow. And the key in on that, man, and we'll move on after this, it's the race for stability. Yep. So I would have to ask the listener and myself and my man, you as well, too, Jay, like, what does success mean to you? How do you define that? And how I define it is, success is nothing more than status amongst peers. That's why a lot of you avoid going to high school, college, or family reunions because you don't want people to really see where you are in life, though, because, you know, you fake, or there's a Tennessee or Southern word called flogging. You faking it out here. You know, you take the prettiest pictures on social media, but deep down inside, you opening up beanie weenies and ramen noodles at the crib. You know, everything's not all together like you think in your mind it's supposed to be. So you chase fads and, you know, it's a stability. So whatever can get me to bag the quickest, that's what I'm going to roll with. And that's not the will of God.
Let's stay on that for a little bit then, because success is subjective. I remember being in high school, and I thought success, like, to get the girls, right, was, like, having on a pair, at the time, all white ones, fresh jersey, you know what I mean? It's clean, right? You know what I mean?
Of course.
So I tried to do the same thing, man, but I couldn't do it. I didn't have that that persona to be, like, a bad boy, like, the, you know, like the girls want. I thought that was success. That's all I wanted in high school. I just wanted the girls, man. I didn't care about no money. I didn't care about nothing else, man, no grades. I just wanted the girls. And boy,
absolutely,
that didn't work. That did not work. That didn't work.
It goes back to the pool being hot. I might start saying pond because, as you were saying that, I got like a fishing analogy, man. Shout out to a good friend of ours, man, a brother close to us, man, that fishes too, that put me on. He used to use this thing called stink bait, which that draws catfish. So in essence, different baits attract certain fish. So you wanted the females. That was a pond. You pulled out your fishing pole. You got your tackle box. And now you're like the thousand line in that pond. And nobody's biting now because the fish have seen the same thing over and over. So they're either going to swim deep or swim away and go to, you know, more narrow streams and go to a different pond. And I think that's what a lot of people are really falling into now. So when we say that the pool is hot or warm, you know, if it's hot and if it's hot outside and the water is warm, you're not going to get in that pool. You're going to go somewhere where it's fresh, where it's cold, where ain't nobody on it yet, and try to get some foundation settled there.
Absolutely. Let's move on. Let's talk about the brand, man. What is the Fitness Verse brand?
Biblical-based lifestyle. Accompanied with apparel, a message is sent forth from the scriptures, and we're talking about the Holy Trinity. We're talking about Yahweh, Jehovah, the Great I Am. That's our epistemology, fam. And for those that know of it, and those are now being introduced to it, this is what we stand on. We stand on God's word. So we're not trying to make the gospel cool. The gospel is already cool. This is going to be the coolest way that it's ever going to be, though. But we don't want to be put in the box to make you think that we have to walk around a certain way. This is no cookie cutter approach. So there's believers of all walks of life, different people groups on this planet that have been impacted by the message of the gospel. Now they take it and they go and they preach it and try to win everybody else over by spreading the message of what Christ has done over 2,000 years ago. So the Finished Works brand is all of that wrapped up into two urban males that have been impacted by God. And it's a beautiful thing, and we want to impact, and we want to swing. I always use a baseball analogy. Bases are loaded. The enemy, the devil's on the mound. He's pitching. He's striking everybody out. But when Jesus steps up, he hits a home run and brings everybody home. So now, as us being believers and after his own likeness, who are we not to pick up the baseball bat and follow in his footsteps and swing for everybody else to come home? And that's what we stand for.
Well said. Well said. So, in other words, because the world views Christians like Ned Flanders, how Homer Simpson views Ned Flanders. And if you watch The Simpsons, man, I remember, growing up watching The Simpsons, and I view Ned Flanders as a cornball. And now I look at it, I'm like, man, Ned Flanders was stand up. That was a man. That was a manly man.
He was
man.
Consistent.
He was a man.
He was consistent.
Yeah, man's after this guy's heart. And I look at Springfield, which was very sinful when you break it down. Homer included, Marge and Bart included, Carl and Mr. Burns and Smithers. And you know what I mean? It was a very sinful. Oh, the pastor, Reverend Lovejoy, you know. So.
Yeah, my man from the Clear Eyes commercial. Boy, I can't think of his name, but I know he had a show back in the day on Comedy Central or whatever. But he had a deep voice, too. And he was a Lovejoy. But they depicted. Go ahead.
No, they did, man. They depicted Christianity and tried to make it corny or cornball, but you will want your neighbor to love you how Ned loved Homer and have grace and mercy how Ned did with Homer and love his wife how Ned did his wife. And, you know, like, Ned was a stand-up guy. Ned was stand-up.
Absolutely.
All right, so I now, as a grown man, especially, with God in my heart, and I watched that, and I am offended after I've laughed at it for so many years. Absolutely. And I still chuckle a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But at the end of the day, man, Ned Flanders gets the last laugh, and Homer doesn't even know it. And that's a good analogy for the world, man, because, you know, the world views Christianity and things of God as foolishness, you know what I mean, as First Corinthians say. And it's not. Ned Flanders showed strength of a man, bro.
Loved his kids. Yes, he did. He had fruit on his tree.
Loved his neighbor. You got to be a loving dude to love Homer Simpson. Because talk about some boy patience.
I mean, he let him borrow his tools, man. Homer never gave him back. You know, he dry snitched if Bart or Lisa or somebody, Maggie, got out of pocket. Like, hey, you know, he always kept him on game. Plus, once again, we're basically expressing how the gospel touched all walks of life. So he touched Ned Flanders, which was a different cultural background that they borrowed from, as far as a white European male in a suburban area having to deal with all types of behaviors, from carnal mannerisms and patterns and how to cope with people, how to deal with them, but yet still made consistent and still show the love of Christ no matter what. So big up to Ned. I laughed. That's not the only sitcom. Is that a sitcom or a television show that mocks the belief or
no? But it's definitely savior. One of the longest. I mean, they've been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah,
so
they got over 2,000 episodes, I think.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's since the 80s, man.
Sheesh.
So, like, I think it came out in like 88 or 89. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean. Yeah, that's a long time. But you're right. It's a lot more. It's a lot more. But that's the staple. I mean, it's a staple cartoon for America.
Absolutely. Can't get no more pop culture than The Simpsons.
Nah.
Especially if you grew up without cable. Like for growing up in Fort Wayne, I think it was Fox 55. So they
came on Fox at 6 o'clock,
6:30. Yeah, everywhere. I just remember watching that, man. And I liked how it was unique because everybody was yellow.
I like that too.
And I really like the pop of the colors, man. I'm very a vibrant type of individual when it comes to colors, man. So that always stuck out to me as well. But now they're still relevant because they're being used to promote secular products, you know, Supreme, the hype beast. I always use Bart because Bart's that guy. You know, he has just a good, cool look to him, I guess. So, hey, yeah, they're still relevant.
Hey, all subject. Remember, this had to be a 90s thing. Remember, like, the black Simpson family? When, like, Bart had, like, dreads. Yeah. Man, what a time. What a time.
Yeah, what a time.
I'm surprised those came back remember that. Yeah, they had, like, the cool... like Tasmanian Devil and Bugs Bunny. Yeah, like a baseball hat and baggy jeans.
Yeah, we had the hood version of that. So yeah, they definitely modernized it. And I'm sure there's some memes out as well. That people can refer to as well.
I don't doubt it. So, you know, we're going to call this quits, man. This is our first, second, I don't know. We call this 1.5.
Yeah, we'll call this 1.5, and hopefully they'll get together the update the software a little bit. I know some of my mics might have been fading in and out, but show some mercy and grace on us as well too, as we work with this new format. But we want to give you this to hold you guys over. I know you're still worried about or concerned or anticipating the launch of the brand. Behind the scenes work, a lot of paperwork, a lot of legalities that we're working with as well too. But we are coming. But this right here is a means for us to communicate with you, give us feedback, share weekly as well. So we can definitely be consistent and you can hear from us as well, too. A lot of content, a lot of topics to really tackle.
I got on here. We didn't know about us as well. Nothing about the brand. Yeah. Check our YouTube out, man.
Absolutely.
We got videos and pretty cool pieces, man. And stuff that God has shown that we are capable of doing. Him and I don't have a background in graphic design or editing or
none of that,
you know, and we're doing everything in-house, from pressing our own shirts and you know, pictures and videos and like the whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang. And I never thought I would do this though, fam. I knew it was God because I never knew that I would go downtown and apply for these licenses and try to get this whole.
So there's a lesson in that though. There's a lesson in that. That shows you that God can use the weakest man that you can think of. Because I looked at myself as a weak man, and that
absolutely
field.
Same here.
You know what I mean? A guy that knows, two guys that don't know, don't have a clue. I still don't have a clue. I just know the look I want when I'm editing and stuff like that. I don't know the verbiage and stuff, but I'm able to maneuver through his strength. Because if I depend on mine, I'm going to tear up. But we're able to maneuver and put stuff together. And it actually comes out pretty cool, man, if you ask me. So
yes, it does. Real dope. And every piece that we do, as far as once you check us out on the YouTube, everything is inspired from the gospel or just from scripture as well. Too.
Everything.
So some we have voiceovers, some we don't. And just always look at the surroundings. There's always a message. There's always some symbolisms that are in there that you can look at and peel from as well, too. So just look at that. And there, we try to do everything under a minute. You know, these are altoids.
Yeah,
that we're giving you.
And we understand what era we're in. You know, we got 30 seconds with some people on the net, and that's it. So we try to do our stuff quick, but we say a lot in that 1 minute. I guarantee it. And some of our videos be like 55 seconds, something like that. But so just check it out, the Finish First brand. Just type that in on YouTube. And just check us out. Be just waiting for more content through here and just all around. We appreciate y'all checking this out. Mercy and grace. And y'all enjoy y'all weekend. Peace.
Most definitely. See you.